Good afternoon, everyone. Yes, we are here back with our second episode. We are the interns of MCO Construction, and this is your host, Shania Fair. I am running CSI and IMA. I'll pass it over to our next intern so she can introduce herself.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Kimari Thompson, and I'm over NABWIC and MCO Construction.
Good afternoon. My name is Kanithia Estrada, and the companies that I am under are IMA and Constructively Speaking.
Good afternoon. My name is Jeremy Suarez, and I am under MCO Consulting and Better Investing.
All right, you got Shania back, and today we are discussing the second chapter of the Think and Grow Rich book, as I should say, you know, kind of a plan for your life by Napoleon Hill. We will be discussing chapter two, which is the, and chapter three, which is auto-suggestion. So, you know, let's just get right into it. We'll start with Kimari. What was your take on the faith chapter?
Okay, so pretty much the faith chapter is just, for me, it was just saying believe in yourself, that you're going to have to be your own support system. And for those who believe in God, you may have to lean towards Him and say, put all of your faith into Him and, you know, have that hope and that burning faith inside of you saying, okay, He'll make it work. He'll find a way. Or if you're not a higher power believer, you can have these affirmations that you can repeat to yourself every morning and just say, okay, today I'm going to complete this and this and this. And you can say that I am this person, I am that person, I see myself doing this in 2 years. You can say that every day for 2 years, and it can happen. So that's pretty much chapter two for me.
Hey, this is Jeremy again, and what I got from chapter two of Think and Grow Rich, faith is, if one believes it, one can achieve it. With that, I mean, in your head that you already have, let's say of a material like money or a house or anything in particular. If you think you have it and you think you could achieve it and get it, you will achieve it in time. And that's what I got from faith.
My name is Kanithia, and I feel like faith is one of the most important building blocks in life. Chapter 2 taught me that you are not ready to receive an accomplishment or achieve any task or anything that you want to do until you have faith. It also taught me that when people first come in contact with their goals or their desires or their dreams, they believe in it for quite some time, then they become accustomed to it, and they begin to adore it and embrace it, and eventually they become influenced by it. I think that this is equal to saying that if we repeatedly put something in our minds, it can transfer to physical equivalent. Faith is all about believing. Sometimes I don't know how things will happen, but I know that it will happen.
This is Shania. I felt like one of the main things that stood out to me was just a whole section of the faith chapter that was dedicated to the six steps of the self-confidence formula. In order to have faith, you have to believe in yourself first. So that was what resonated with me, because I know you can say, yeah, I have faith in God. I have faith that something will happen. But you also have faith. You have to have faith in yourself, faith that you have the persistence, you have the determination to make things happen as well. So that really stuck out to me. You have to have self-confidence along with having faith, because at the end of the day, you're going to be the one to put those actions into place. So you have to have confidence in yourself in order for you to have faith in those things. So I felt like everything that you guys said, it really just played into each other as far as repeating things. And in order to put that into your mind, you have to constantly just go over it, and then you'll really believe it. That faith comes from repetition. That faith comes from you honestly thinking that you can do it, and then it'll happen. All right, so we're going to go right into chapter 3 with auto-suggestion. We're going to start with Jeremy. How was that for you?
I like auto-suggestion because, in other words, if one may not catch it, auto-suggestion just means like one controlling themselves in every way, whether it be emotionally, subconsciously, spiritually, or physically. One thinking for themselves and being able to call things on their own like a leader. And, you know, people got their own thoughts and feelings and behavior and being, control, and being in control of everything having to do with you and how what type of person you are. And, I mean, everything from you can hold everything. Like, let's say somebody screaming at you, you won't even budge. That, like, you're in control of yourself. Nobody can take you out of your character or out of your position.
Your example, I don't know if that's something that relates to your life, but I feel like that may be something that comes up. Being taken out of your character, that's, I feel like, something that we all have to deal with because we're tested on a daily basis. But if in your mind, in your conscious, you are constantly putting out positive thoughts, you're always allowing certain things to come into your subconscious, but you're blocking those other things, you're able to control that part of your mind. You're able to control your energy. So that was a word. Okay, that was a word for me.
Yeah, and I basically think that auto-suggestion is communicating to yourself and convincing your subconscious of your desires or your goals. I feel that we have the ability to control what reaches our subconscious, but most of the time we just don't exercise that ability. I learned that we have to join our desires and our faith together to be able to auto-adjust our achievement to our mind. The author in chapter 3 in the book says that do not become discouraged if you cannot control and direct your emotions the first time you try to do so. Remember, there is no such possibility as something for nothing. Basically, that means that you cannot reach your subconscious just by saying something once. It has to be a practice of repetition and consistency.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's Kimari. For me, chapter 3 pretty much told me you have to understand your worth. Because if you don't understand your worth and you don't know it, then no one else will. Pretty much for me, you just have to understand God's plan. It's just,
I can't. So I'm just going to wrap it up. The law of auto-suggestion was something that he just kept repeating. And he referred back to chapter 1 with the steps that we need to review. And then he told us to jump all the way to chapter 6. So obviously, the law of auto-suggestion is something that we really need to understand in order to implement success in our lives. We need to understand that thoughts are allowed to stay in and frequent the conscious mind directly, and it influences the subconscious mind. So as long as we understand that, we're able to direct our lives and head more towards success. Now we're going to move on to our personal experiences working at NCO, working for Anne, what we've learned this week, just anything that relates to our lives. I'll start. This is Shania, if I didn't say that already. So for me this week, it was definitely patience. I learned patience because, oh, gosh, I had to sit on the phone. I was literally on hold for an hour the first time with the company that I had to reschedule with. They basically told me I had to speak to somebody else. I was directed back to that company. The second time, I was on hold for an hour and 30 minutes. So patience and persistence was definitely a lesson for me this week.
What I've learned at working at MCO with Miss Ann and stuff, I learned that you have to prioritize and learn how to multitask both at the same time. You put first, you do what was most important first, and you also have to worry about what you have to do after. That's also important, and also has to get done, because then if you don't get it done, you're going to be backtracking. You're still going to end up doing it. So you might as well just knock it out of the way, and that's what I learned from MCO.
This is Kamethia, and as far as MCL construction, I learned to keep track of important things and remember to update important documents.
Okay, it's Kimari again. What I'm learning at MCO is organization. Organization skills will take you so far, and I really do appreciate it, Ms. Ann. If you can hear this, thank you so much for teaching me this because, wow, as an incoming freshman to a university, it's very important to be organized and to have everything where you can find it later on. So I really do appreciate that.
All right, so we're just going to wrap the show up. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this episode. We reviewed the faith chapter and how that was instrumental in our lives. I feel like everything starts with faith. Everything begins with faith. So in order to do anything, you have to believe in yourself and have faith first.
One thinks that one can achieve.
Thank you all for listening in.